Hachette Audio presents The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 through 1840. Written by Achille Reed Amar. Read by Fager Al-Casey. This book is dedicated to Lin-Manuel Miranda, Vanessa Nadal, Ron Chernow, and Khizir Khan. And of course to Neil Kumar Katyal, who introduced me to each of you. Thank you all, jointly and severally, for helping me and so many others see the true meaning of America. Preface. The First 80. In the reign of George III, the king's subjects on both sides of the Atlantic began to argue furiously about the nature of government, the structure of empire, the duties of allegiance, and the rights of Englishmen. The heated quarrel eventually came to a boil. Colonial patriots forsook an unworthy ruler, formed new constitutional governments, and forged a fresh legal identity for themselves. The transatlantic Englishmen of 1760 became the Americans of 1776. But were they Americans first? Or should their primary loyalties run to their respective colonies-turned states? This was the key constitutional question of the next period of American history, as the continent's leading statesmen pondered whether to remain statesmen. The federal constitution that won widespread popular approval in 1788 proclaimed its own answer to this question, an answer reinforced yet gentled by an extraordinary series of ratification conversations and concessions that occurred that fateful year. As the Constitution launched in 1789, urgent new constitutional questions sprang up in rapid succession and indeed continued to spring up over the next half century. North Carolina and Rhode Island initially refused to ratify. How might President George Washington, flanked by House Leader James Madison, entice these states to rejoin their sisters? How should Washington, with Treasury Secretary and Acting Secretary of War Alexander Hamilton at his side, respond to a Western Pennsylvania tax rebellion in the early 1790s? When France's Louisiana Territory became available for purchase in 1803, would President Thomas Jefferson need to persuade his fellow citizens to amend their constitution? Or could he do the deal by treaty and statute? Should America allow slavery to spread into any or all?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?